Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to be discussing what's the point of dressage. Now, dressage is a confusing sport to many people because thousands of hours are spent in training for a mere 5 to 10 minutes of a riding in between some whiteboards. But contrary to popular belief, dressage is not merely about teaching your horse to perform tricks, nor is its sole purpose to compete and win rosettes. So then, what is the point of riding all of these circles? Well, in this podcast episode, we're going to explain why. But first, let's just discuss where did dressage come from? Because to help us understand the purpose of dressage, we need to first know where it originated from. So, in its purest classical form, the original aim of dressage was to train cavalry horses for war. Now, the word dressage comes from the French verb dresseur, meaning, when put in the context of animals, to train. So in essence, dressage is just the training of the horse. And during war, the difference between a well-trained horse and an ill-trained horse could literally mean the difference between life and death. Now, when used in combat, the horse had to be manoeuvrable, he had to be agile, balanced, and able to fight alongside the rider using extravagant airs above the ground. Now, these days, the only place where you can see these old skills and these old movements are part of displays given by the Spanish Riding School, because movements such as the levade and the airs above the ground do not appear in modern day dressage tests. So then what is the point of modern dressage? Because in the 21st century, horses are kept mainly for pleasure and competition, and not for war. So let's take a look at what the FEI has to say. And the FEI is the international governing body for equestrian sport. Now, they say that the objective of dressage is the harmonious development of the physique and ability of the horse. Now, as a result, it makes the horse calm, supple, loose, and flexible, but also confident, attentive, keen, thus achieving perfect understanding with his rider. Now, to take this definition one step further, we have broken down the purpose of dressage into three ultimate reasons, and we're going to go through each one of them individually. So the first reason for dressage is to rebalance the horse. Now, this is probably the most important step, and it's never truly completed. It's just merely refined and refined. And that is to rebalance the horse under the foreign weight of a rider and equipment. Because due to the horse's long neck and his table-like body, when we first sit in the saddle, the horse will carry the majority of our weight on his front legs and on his shoulders, and he will use his head and neck for balance. And this is described as the horse being on the forehand. Now, bearing in mind that the majority of lameness occurs in the horse's front legs, it then becomes our responsibility to teach the horse how to carry our weight in a more functional manner that reduces the risk of injury. So in other words, we need to gradually bring the horse up off the forehand where adding our weight has put him. And we need to teach the horse how to engage his hind quarters with a lifted and rounded back to enable him to carry our weight on his stronger hind legs as opposed to on his delicate front legs. Now, this is of the utmost priority, and it is the reason why we ask our horses to work in an outline, because only in such a functional posture can the horse carry the weight of the rider without physically damaging himself. Now, this rebalancing is done gradually over time by using the scales of training. And we've just done a full podcast episode series on each of the scales individually. Now, these training scales are used both in dressage training and also dressage judging. And the movements that you see in dressage competition arenas, so movements such as the shoulder in, the half pass and canter pirouettes, they're not an end in themselves. So instead, they are used as training tools in the continual development of this rebalancing. Now, as well as enabling the horse to move in a biomechanical functional posture, other factors that develop out of this rebalancing include the following. So you will have improved mobility and lightness of the horse's shoulders. You will have the ability to recover and enhance the horse's natural paces. There will be improved suppleness, both longitudinal suppleness and lateral suppleness. There will be a lack of resistance, both physical and mental, which will result in a willing obedience from the horse and improved throughness. You will also have improved straightness, which ensures even and equal wear on both sides of the horse's body. And overall, the horse will become more pleasurable to ride. So that covers reason number one for dressage. Now let's talk about reason number two. And this is to create a clear communication system. So in order to do anything with the horse, it's imperative that we can communicate with him in a language that he understands. And correct and systematic dressage training develops a two-way communication system that is clear to both horse and rider. So not only do we want to be able to rebalance the horse, as we just talked about in reason one, we want to be able to do it without resistance. And in order for this to happen, the horse must find the journey easy and comfortable. Therefore, we need to develop the horse not just physically, but also mentally. And this is why a clear two-way communication system is so important. Now, through correct training, the horse is taught each aid and movement in a logical order. So one builds upon the next. And this allows us to progress the horse from the basic movements right the way through to the more advanced movements, and to do it smoothly and easily with the horse remaining happy in his work. Now, once you have developed this language together, there is less miscommunication, there's less second guessing, and there's less confusion. And this helps to form the foundation of a harmonious partnership and a happy athlete. And the result is that both the horse and the rider get more confident and they get more enjoyment out of the ridden work. Now, importantly, a correct communication system works with the laws of nature and it takes into account the horse's natural biomechanics and how the horse naturally thinks and learns. And in order for this communication system to be effective, it must work favourably with the horse's natural behaviour and movement and not against it. And the last point we want to make on this one is that a clear two-way communication system will benefit any horse, regardless of its type and breed, and regardless of the discipline that you choose to do. So moving on to the final reason, reason number three, and that is to produce a living work of art. So all the fabulous moves that we hope to perform in our dressage tests, from lengthening and going sideways to piaf and passage, they are all on display in fields across the world every single day. Because horses do all of these things at liberty, in play, in alarm, and with stallions in courtship rituals. Now, through the rebalancing of the horse, which was reason number one, and the development of that clear communication system that we talked about for reason number two, we can strengthen our horses until they can do such movements on command with us on board, and yet still appear as if they are doing it without obvious controls. And what is more beautiful and artful than the glorious display of harmony between horse and rider as they dance together in the centre of an arena? And this living work of art is only possible if the horse is trained with compassion and an understanding of his needs and abilities. Because the performance can only truly be beautiful if the horse is relaxed and his education has been without fear. Now, although not every horse owner wants to ride a dressage test, all riders should strive to give a harmonious performance, regardless of whether that's performing a canter pirouette during a choreographed routine, or whether that's jumping 15 fences against the clock. A harmonious performance should be the goal of every rider. So, to wrap this episode up, modern dressage competition developed out of the need for cavalry horses to be obedient, to be strong enough to have a working life, and to be agile enough to perform in battle. Nowadays, the focus of dressage is on the rebalancing of the horse and the development of a clear two-way communication system, which results in a harmonious partnership and an artful performance. Now, not every horse will be a world-class athlete. But if we strive to develop them, both physically and mentally, with the principles that we have talked about in this podcast episode, then we have the best hope of having a willing and a happy partnership with a horse that will stay healthy and sound over a long-ridden career. And regardless of if you want to go show jumping, eventing, team chasing, happy hacking, etc., whatever you want to do with your horse, dressage training is paramount to your foundation and your partnership. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now. Now, if you are still listening, you have found a secret message. So, we have recently published the complete online dressage course. And usually, when we release something new, we do lots of promotion around it, lots of posting on social media, and also emailing our subscribers. But not this time, mainly because there's still parts of this course that we are still building. So instead, we've done what we've liked to call a stealth launch. So we have included a few buttons to the course on our website and a couple of ads, but that's pretty much it. Oh, and of course, we have now created this hidden message. So basically, the complete online dressage course contains over 60 easy-to-understand presentations, breaking down the principles of dressage and taking you step by step through the levels. So we have presentations on bending, on serpentines, on the given retake, the medium trot, the counter canter, the shoulder in, travers, etc. And the course also includes fill in the blank handouts, exercise sheets, and end of lesson quizzes. Now, if you want to find out more about this course and how you can get started for free, then head over to course.howtodressage.com. So that's course.howtodressage.com. Now that is the end of this secret message. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your day.